You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
I like this email. Charles from Minneapolis writes, I love my wife, doctor, but when it's her time of the month, she is impossible to live with. I wonder if my husband is pretending to be this man from Minneapolis. I feel I should move out of the house 1 week a month, and if I don't, she will kick me out. Any suggestions on how to handle a menstrual wife? A, make sure there's plenty of tampons. That's key and crucial. Number two, one thing that really ticked me off was I had asked my husband to fix the sink, and the plumbing broke eventually, right? You know, you remember, wives call it years before it happens. So all the sanitary products got flooded. He got ripped a new one for that one. I still bring it up. Anytime I get mad, I still bring that up. I mean, here's the thing, okay? Guys get into moods, too. Okay, you guys get moody also. It just is not as predictable. I mean, if you think living with a woman is hard, living with a man is even harder because you have no idea when they get moody. Okay, women, at least you got a calendar. You could figure it out. You could pre-time. But I get you because, you know, I had a mom. I had a grandma. I had sisters. So I know what it's like to live with women that are unlivable. Okay, I get it. I get it loud and clear. Unfortunately, when a woman's serotonin is down, it all depends on her remaining serotonin stores. Okay? Some women, if their serotonin is down and they're bloated and they're crampy and they're constipated and they're retaining water and they're fighting off a migraine, which is usually what we do once a month, not to mention, you know, hemorrhaging basically and becoming anemic, some of us will isolate ourselves. Okay, I'm an isolator. My husband, believe it or not, he may complain that being married to me is, you know, grueling, but really, when I don't feel good, I isolate. I'll go off into a corner and, you know, just wait till it's over. Okay? And he's happy. That's probably why our marriage has worked all these years. Another group of women, though, they'll want to fight. All right? And not so much that they're looking for a fight. It's that nothing is going to, like, settle them. All right? So, for example, you may lay low. You may try to run off into a corner of the house and lay low, thinking this is good. I can't annoy my wife. This is great. But it all depends on who you're married to, because she could say, or your partner, she could say, why are you always hiding? You're never doing what you're supposed to do around here. Why don't you just, you know, and so sometimes you could do no right. Right? And how do you get that you could do no wrong? My husband used to say, okay, well, what I'll do is if ever you're in a bad mood, I'll just leave the house. Okay, well, leaving the house and going to have fun while I have to deal with the kids and I have to do work at home, no, I found fault with that too. So my suggestion, okay, is, again, pre-prepare. I mean, you already know, okay, roughly when she's going to have her periods. You could already plan for this. Okay, what I would do is go to Home Depot during the good weeks and hide a whole bunch of supplies. Okay, then when she is starting to feel grumpy about something, anything you have put off for years to work on or fix, you do. So if she's walking around the house trying to find where the hell you are, and you are actually working on that light fixture you were supposed to, or rechanging the air filters, or putting in the light bulbs that have been out for 3 weeks, you got yourself a little bit of a save. Of course, do it very, very slowly, okay? Because changing a light bulb, I know, can only take 2 seconds. But, you know, you want to buy yourself as much time as possible. Another thing I would suggest, I'm not joking, people. I mean, you need to learn how to, you know, get through the hard times. Marriage is work. It's a lot of work. And many people, unfortunately, do the wrong thing. Okay? Another thing I would suggest is, if she looks like she's uncomfortable or whatever, you know, one really good technique I think a guy could use is, you know, and again, you don't want to be patronizing, okay? Don't tell her she looks good. Don't tell her, you know, she doesn't stink, you know, if she had an accident or something, you know, because sometimes, you know, we have accidents. But what I would do is I would say, you know, honey, you look like you're hurting. Is there anything I could do? You look like you're in pain. All right. I'm not in pain. I'm in pain because I, okay, your mother. That could happen. But I mean, you asking her if she's in pain and is there anything you could get her? Can I run to the drugstore? Is there anything you need from me? You know, you look like you're hurting. You know, it looks like, you know, she cares. Right? Then you can say, look, do you want me to get a bath ready for you? Do you want me to, you know, just show you're attending to her needs. By no means, no means are you ever, ever supposed to bring up her mother, her looks, her weight, okay? You are never allowed, when a woman is having her period, to bring up a suggestion on what to eat, okay? She gets to make that decision. Never, ever bring up the credit card bill, ever. You just can't do that, okay? And don't, for the love of heaven, talk about your mother. Because I'm going to tell you right now from experience, okay, it's just Armageddon. Okay, is that clear? So you guys kind of now have a guideline what to do, right? Television. Before you put on the television show that you want to see, get permission from your wife. Say, honey, I was going to go downstairs and watch some TV. Is there anything you need me to do? Or is there anything you want to watch on television? No, I just want to sit here and die. God cursed me because of the serpent and Adam and Eve. Damn all you men, especially Adam. Okay, honey, I agree with you. Adam was an idiot. All right, honey, you know where I am. Anything you need, you know where I am. Go downstairs and watch TV. You got it out. Okay? Does that sound good? Does that sound reasonable? All right, gotcha. All right, and if you run out of any ideas, just let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about today. You know, interesting, if you have smoking cravings as you are trying to quit smoking, they think if you gargle with some sugary solution like lemonade, that may stop the craving then and there. Interesting thought. We got a lot of medical news coming up that we're going to talk about. It looks like what, Obama was crying? Obama wipes away tears while speaking to staff. Well, we were shedding a lot of tears. Yeah, it looks like a lot of us were crying this week. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're getting into travel season, and I guess American Airlines has been rated by the U.S. Transportation Department as one of the worst carriers to get you to your destination on time. What has been happening with American Airlines? They were supposed to be the biggest, right? Did they have like the best song? We're American Airlines, right? Something special in the air. They have the best tune. Oh no, you know what? Okay, no, my favorite American Airlines jingle. No, my favorite Airlines jingle was America West, what we serve is you. I like that one. That I could sing all the time. Okay, and then America West went under. Maybe that's the problem. The better the jingle, the worse you do. Anyway, according to a new report from the U.S. Transportation Department, the country's fourth largest airline experiences the most delays out of any U.S.-based carrier. The report determined that only 58% of American Airlines flights arrived on time in 2012. Yet they say 90% of Delta and 87% of U.S. Airway flights reach their destination on time. The second least punctual carrier was ExpressJet Airlines. It must depend on the hubs. You know, some of these have different hubs, right? I mean, if your main hub, like, for example, see, anytime I fly into Seattle, there's a delay. So if, let's say, Alaskan Airlines has a huge hub in Seattle, you would think then they would be more at risk, because they always have to go through Seattle, and Seattle always has delays. You know, is it truly the airline, or is it because of the airports you have to go to? It's usually the airports. You could be on time, but if they don't let you land, don't you hate that? You're on time. I mean, you're flying, you're on time, and then the pilot says, sorry, we have to circle because there's a big lineup. Every time I fly into Seattle, we have to just circle. Now, if it's daylight, it's pretty. So at least you could, I mean, it's very, very pretty flying over Seattle, but I cannot stand sitting there and, because I know we could land, and all we're just doing there is sitting up in the air. I would rather you circle on the ground. I don't care if you drive around on the ground. Get me on the ground. I don't want to be up in the air. So I guess Delta Airlines close to 90% in terms of arriving on time. U.S. Airways come next. Southwest Airlines comes after that at 86.5%. Virgin American, 85.3%. JetBlue, 82.8%. United Airlines, 82% of the time, arrives on time. And then, of course, American Airlines comes in worst. Now, this is kind of important because of stress. I never fly during Thanksgiving weekend. I can't stand it. We had to once take a trip to, it was kind of a family reunion after great-grandma died. So we all went, and we purposely picked times where we could bypass traffic, you know, and of course, you know, always try to go for direct flights. The last thing you need is to go through this whole thing again on a connecting flight. I can't stand connecting flights. So luckily we were able to go direct. I live in Las Vegas, and the one good thing about living in Las Vegas is you could fly direct pretty much to almost anywhere. You know, I was really amazed I was able to find a direct flight to New Orleans. You could fly direct to New Orleans from Las Vegas. And, you know, before you couldn't do that. But the one trick I noticed some of these airlines do is when they say you'll arrive at a certain time, it's about 30 minutes later than you usually arrive. You know, because I'll look at it going, really? Flying to New York is a 5.5 hour flight? Flying to New York from Las Vegas is not a 5.5 hour flight. It's usually a 4 hour, 4.5, 4:30, 4:50 type of flight. So then when JetBlue lands, they go, we got you in early. Now, of course, you got to send early because, you know, you told us we were going to be landing at a certain time that was already overshot. But that's a brilliant move on these airlines' parts. It helps decrease stress. You know, one trick I tell you guys to do to decrease stress is to have your clock minutes ahead. You know, not too many minutes ahead, such that when you get into your car thinking that you're late and your car clock says you're actually 10 minutes earlier than you believe you are, it's like, ah, and you get that instant relief. There's a lot of things you could do to decrease stress. You know, another thing I'm trying to do, which is very difficult, is every now and then sneak out $20 from the bank account, put it somewhere. And if I could do that routinely, where you just, you know, every 2 weeks sneak out $20, after a few months, you got your Christmas spending money. Yeah, I don't really buy fancy gifts for Christmas. But you see what I mean? You know, there are things you can do to decrease stress. By the way, we should probably spend a couple minutes on Christmas shopping that's coming up, okay? So I guess Black Friday. Hold on, I got to readjust my exercise ball. I'm sitting on an exercise ball, and every time I readjust it, it sounds like a fart. Okay, I readjust it. Now, when you, I know sometimes you worry, you readjust your colon. Don't you guys hate that? You're lying in bed, you flip from the right to the left, and all of a sudden, you know, your bowel starts to get all active, and you're like, all I did was switch. Really? Really? Anyway, what was I saying? Where was I going? Christmas. Okay. So Black, what is it? Black Friday apparently is going to start on Thursday. I think Walmart is going to be opening at 8 p.m., okay, with gifts. All right. Your job when you buy a Christmas gift, right, is to get something that these people will want, okay? Now, the most difficult thing that I've noticed in terms of Christmas gifts is everybody seems to buy the same thing. And so you end up getting much of the same type of thing, and then you lose the appreciation of it. Okay, like, for example, doctor's offices, doctors always give each other baskets. You know, fruit baskets, chocolate baskets, maybe there's some wine in them, and it's really, really nice. But Christmas time, you get loaded with all these baskets. that, you know, the staff goes in, gets their candy, etc. I always like to try to take a look and see who gave it to them. Next time I see them, I can thank them for the basket and show that I noticed it, etc. But honestly, you know, you get flooded with the same type of baskets, and they're really nice, and I think it's wonderful, and, you know, staff loves all the goodies, but eventually they look the same, and it's very easy to forget, you know, who gave what. Meanwhile, some of these baskets are extremely expensive. One thing I like to do is when I give a Christmas gift, I like to, A, give the gift early. I will sometimes give that Christmas gift right after Thanksgiving. Think about it, guys. If you're one of the first people to give the gift, that's a little bit more memorable. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, wait a second. The whole purpose of giving a gift is to give a gift. You know, you shouldn't have to worry if they liked it. You shouldn't have to worry if they noticed it. But you know what? You guys are spending a lot of money on gifts. You are spending a lot of money on gifts. You might as well get the biggest bang for your buck. So be the first person to give the gift, okay? You start to give it the same time everybody else gives it. It piles up. Now, many of you celebrate Christmas. At Christmas, everything goes under the tree. Everything gets opened up. Everything gets ripped up all at once. But for those of you that have business connections, etc., you know, try to give the gifts early. They'll stand out, okay? I wouldn't recommend, the basket thing. Okay. Like, you know, with the goodies and all that, because those seem to be overloaded. What I've done, honestly, I should really make this a whole segment on how to save money. I tell you what I've done that saves a lot of money than buying these $100 baskets is you go to Michael's and you get a bunch of the baskets. You could get baskets pretty cheap. Okay. And then I'll go to, like, if there's an office full of women, or if you have staff full of women, I'll go to like Bath and Body Works or Walmart or Target where they sell those really beautiful little soaps or candles. So you could get soap or candle for a couple bucks each. You decorate the basket, right? You throw some tissue paper in there. You put some of the soaps or the, you know, the pretty smelly antibacterial soaps or the candles. Throw a whole bunch of candy and you bring that basket in. You've now probably made a basket that's $30, $40. Everybody loves it because they get to take something home and you just save yourself $60, $70 and it stood out because it was different. Another thing, if you're kind of looking for a if you're kind of looking to give an office, now let's say you are willing to spend $100, okay? And you like giving to their staff. Another thing you could do is get a whole bunch of like $5 gift certificates to a coffee house. I've done that. So then everybody gets a little gift certificate to the coffee house. You made their staff extremely happy. Or you could even do that with the family. Get everybody little $5 coffee gift cards. You see? And, you know, let's say there's a family of five. You wrap up, you get this nice box, you have a whole bunch of gift cards for everybody in the family, little $5 kids, the yogurt gift cards, that's going to last. And gift cards, in general, I think are a wonderful present. One is it helps the economy because you're putting money into the economy, right, because they have to spend. Number two is that gift card lasts after Christmas, but make sure your name's on the gift card. Don't just have a gift card that just puts the money on it. Make sure you could write on there, Happy Holidays from Dr. Dahlia or something like that. So when they do go and use the gift card, they remember it's from you. All right. And you see, there's ways to make that, you know, Christmas giving last, but you just don't want to buy what everybody else buys. Does that make sense? I should probably spend more time on cheap gifts. Another thing that I think is wonderful is when, some patients, they will actually make fudge and cookies for the office. I think that is such a wonder. I mean, hopefully it's a patient that likes us. You know, that's always nice. When you do a baked type of good, it's always nice. All right, guys, don't go away, but make sure it tastes good. Don't, you know, don't stink at it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called NovaJoint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget, you can always follow us at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H, on Twitter. And when you guys are fiddling around on Facebook, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. Find us, connect, and it's always great to see who's listening. And you guys are always smiling. So that's what I like. The reason why I always ask to have you guys connect with me on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show page is because many of you are actually smiling in your picture. You know, I'm sitting in a room talking to myself hour after hour, day after day, week after week. And sometimes I think many of you guys are frowning. I mean, especially after the election results. But when I see you guys smiling on your Facebook picture, then I know you guys are a happy group. So it makes me feel better. Okay, we need to smile. All right, there's a group of people that aren't smiling. The porn industry in Los Angeles. Now, I was on the John Phillips Show KABC Los Angeles this morning, earlier today, talking about this Proposition B, the ballot measure that mandates porn stars wear condoms. Now, during the election, I guess it passed 56%, okay, in L.A. County, where the, it's called Measure B, where Safer Sex in the Adult Film Industry Act requires performers to wear condoms during vaginal and anal intercourse. From what I understand, those are the only two orifices needed, right, for the condom use. I am sure porn is going to start expanding to auditory and nasal orifices, but I don't even want to go there yet. Okay, so many industry leaders and their employees think this is unnecessary. For those of us that don't live in Los Angeles, some of you are like, well, why does this matter? It matters because many of these porn stars and companies are going to probably move out of LA County and do their porn in Nevada, in Oregon, Utah, Texas, who knows? Okay, porn will come it'll move east. Okay, now, from what I understand, the studios think that condoms are unnecessary because most studios require their actors or their performers to submit mandatory STD testing every 14 to 28 days. Okay, well, that's nice. But what they don't realize, and I don't know why they don't realize this because this is common knowledge, is if you acquire an STD, let's say, for example, HIV or hepatitis C, it could take 6 months to show up positive. 6 months. So you get, let's say you get exposed today. And then, you know, la-di-da-di-da-da-da, you get your STD test in 14 days. Or let's say you just took your STD test. Okay? 14 days later, 28 days later, you take another one, you still haven't converted. Then you take another one, you still haven't converted. Meanwhile, every day you're going to work, you know, what's porn music? What's some good porn music? You know what? I'll figure it out. It's probably used as my bumper. Anyway, so I don't watch a lot of porn. I gotta tell you though that, you know, if you guys are looking for a job, I think porn music is probably some of the worst out there. If anybody could revolutionize porn music, that would probably help. But so somebody could actually have HIV, be spreading HIV. And 6 months later, test shows a positive. Of course they need to wear condoms. This is ridiculous. Okay, so Measure B was spearheaded by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. They require adult film producers to complete a bloodborne pathogen training course, post compliance signs on set, and cover fees for periodic inspections. Inspections, what do they inspect? Okay. Now, let me see. There are some people that were, okay, performer Kylie Ireland also directs adult films. So not only does she perform, but she's a director, kind of like Ben Affleck, you know, of that. Yeah, she's like a Ben Affleck there. She was obviously against Measure B, quote unquote. It's a ridiculous waste of time and money to regulate an industry that is already self-regulating. They do a lot of self type of stuff. We've done this all on our own. I always felt totally comfortable, and I've been in this business for 17 years. For any of you who are currently dating Kylie Ireland, I would suggest that you should probably go and get an STD test. Now, it doesn't stop there. They actually interviewed somebody else. His name is James Dean, D-E-E-N, okay? Adult film actor James Dean said the measure to wear condoms violates his rights to freedom of speech. Like I said, I don't watch porn. Does the penis talk? Does the penis speak in these films? How does wearing a condom violate freedom of speech? Am I that old? What's been going on in sex and porn in the last 20 years that I'm... Anyway, adult film actor James Dean said the measure violates his rights to freedom of speech because he wants to portray a certain fantasy for film and should have the right to do that. What's extremely concerning is his next statement. He said he is considering a move to Las Vegas. I know. No, please, James Dean, don't come to Vegas. A possible new home for the Los Angeles porn community. Now, Ireland, Kylie Ireland, estimated the L.A. County group makes up 95% of the business in the United States. Now, again, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, why does this matter to us? All right, I don't think you guys realize how huge the porn and self-porn industry is. It is huge. Okay, now some of you are like, really? I don't watch porn. A lot of you guys look at porn. Stop it, okay? It's huge. And if California is already going into debt and they've had to raise $6 billion in taxes, an industry, I mean, what type of industries does California have, right? Okay, they got some fruit, right? They grow some fruit. You got like Napa Valley up there. You got the Hollywood industry and you got porn, okay? I mean, those are huge industries. I mean, let's talk economics right now. All right. If they move to Vegas, I'm not excited about that at all. I mean, you know, Vegas, we're trying to improve our Vegas image here. Can it help the economy? Yes, it can. No, thank you, though. We'll do our economy with our clothes on. Thank you. We could fix our own economy. But, you know, what I think is absolutely ridiculous is they are underestimating the demand of porn post-condom rule. I don't think many of you are going to have an issue because most of you who watch porn, do you really look at the male? You usually look at the female. Now, I understand gay men, if they watch gay porn, two men with condoms, maybe they are going to be focusing a little bit more on their genitalia, but the majority of porn kind of focuses on the woman. That's why you could have all these kind of, you know, ugly people in porn, because it doesn't matter, everybody's looking at the female. Right, and then listen to the music. And storyline. I mean, there are some of you that really like the storyline. So, where was I going with this? I don't think it matters. I don't think this Measure B is going to cause a double dip recession. I think we have bigger fish to fry. So just wear the condoms and quit spreading HIV. Now, we aren't done. Speaking of genitals, genital injuries send 16,000 men and women to the ER every year. This is more than dental injuries. And we're talking about bladders, kidneys, testicles, female genitalia, and penises. Apparently, people get hit in the crotch a lot. Bicycles, furniture, and even clothing will hurt injuries. The reason why I bring this up is one Miss Ireland said with the whole porn and condom issue that condoms hurt her and can make her bleed. So if we're if we're trying to decrease the number of genital injuries, we may have to decrease condom use. Is that what she's trying to say? I'm just confused. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This just in, the Bernie Fine sex abuse case has been dropped. Federal authorities have dropped their investigation into sexual abuse claims that cost Syracuse University assistant basketball coach his job. Remember, they had been looking at this. This has been over a year. We don't know if Bernie Fine would get his job back. From what we understand, understand, though, the feds have dropped the sex abuse case. This had broken out right after the Penn State University scandal came under scrutiny. Apparently, two former Syracuse ball boys, Bobby Davis and Michael Lang, came forward last November 17th, accused the longtime basketball assistant of fondling them when they were teens. Davis said the sexual contact had lasted for years, but the claims had happened too long ago for there to be prosecuted. A third man had come forward, went public. ESPN then aired an audio tape in which Fine's wife, Lori, apparently acknowledged to Davis she knew about the molestation that alleged. He denied the allegations. Bernie Fine was fired November 27th. Then a federal government began investigating the claim. The third claim that had fallen within the statutes of limitations. Apparently, the federal statutes of limitations that went into effect in 2002 allows prosecution until the victim reaches age 25. And Tomaselli, the third of the accusers, was 23 when he made his claim. All right. But from what we know now, they have dropped their case, said they don't have enough evidence. And we will keep you posted if anything else further comes on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have been asking about checking your blood pressure at home and how good are these blood pressure monitors. What I've been doing with my patients and what I've been telling all my listeners is you want to take your blood pressure cuff in with your, you know, to your doctor's office the next time you go. So when the nurse takes your blood pressure with her cuff, say, now test it with mine and let's see how off my cuff is. Now, a study has come out saying that maybe these home blood pressure monitors may or may not be as accurate. The new study appeared in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, looked at patients who recently had a stroke. They say overall home monitoring did not improve blood pressure control in patients with hypertension and history of stroke, but patients whose blood pressure was poorly controlled, all right, at the study start, meaning above the high blood pressure cuff, did have a little benefit. Patients given a home monitor cut an average of 11 points from their systolic blood pressure, the top number of the reading. That compared with just under 5 points among patients who were not given the devices. Now, this study particularly looked at, would the blood pressure improve if people watched their blood pressure? Now, in terms of the efficacy of blood pressure cuffs, it really varies on the brand. It varies if it needs to be calibrated. It varies if it's done correctly. Many of you, when you test your blood pressure at home, you don't put it in the proper part of the arm. Now, some of you have the wrist cuffs. I don't mind the wrist cuffs as long as they're put on correctly. The ones where you have to put mid-brachial in the upper arm, that has to be done, I would say, kind of at the halfway point. You also need to have the arm down and relaxed, and you can't cross your legs, and you can't be talking. So my problem with a lot of home blood pressure evaluations is sometimes you could be doing it wrong at home, which is why always bring your blood pressure cuff. Have your doctor, have your nurse recheck your blood pressure with the cuff. See that it's accurate. Do I think blood pressure monitoring at home is helpful? Absolutely. Even though this particular study says it's kind of mixed. Some people who checked, some people didn't. You know, blood pressure might have gone up, blood pressure might not have. I mean, I don't particularly think checking your blood pressure per se is going to have a direct effect on lowering it. But being cognizant of when your blood pressure rises is crucial. For example, when you go to the doctor and you always have a morning appointment, and you see, because with me, when I see my doctor, it's never in the afternoon. It's always in the mornings, hands down, always. So I'll go to the doctor, I'll see them in the morning, and I will, blood pressure will be good. But what if you're the type of person where blood pressure rises late in the day or early evening? Your doctor will never catch it. Your job is to check your blood pressure at home, midday, at night. Also check it if you get into a fight with your wife, if you just had to yell at your kids, great time, great opportunity to check the blood pressure. So, the point I'm trying to make is, you know, just going to the doctor once every 3 to 6 months, blood pressure looking good, may not be doing you as much good as you watching it. Same thing with diabetics. I love it when my diabetics check their blood sugar at home. Again, test the machine. How do you test your machine? Well, the next time you go and get a blood draw, right, ask the phlebotomist, okay, to suck out a little piece of blood from one of the vacutainers she took and drop it onto your machine right then and there. Okay, or, I mean, you could test it right there in the office. Log down that number that your machine did that second you had your blood draw. And then 2-3 days later, when you get your blood test results, compare it. Okay, if your blood sugar on your machine is 20 points different than what the lab got, there's an issue. Okay, makes some sense? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nestle has voluntarily recalled Nesquik, one of our favorite mixtures to make chocolate milk. Apparently, they are recalling some of its Nesquik chocolate powder due to a possible risk of salmonella exposure. They are recalling the Nesquik sold in 10.9, 21.8, and 40.7-ounce canisters across the country that had been distributed in early October. The affected products have an expiration date of October 2010. Apparently, the supplier decided to recall some of them when there was possible salmonella contamination. Thus far, nobody has had any illnesses. If you do get exposed to salmonella, you could have bloody diarrhea, fever, body aches, etc. Get that checked out. One story we talked about yesterday late in the show was how self-control may be regulated by people gargling with sugar water or lemonade. And this could really help those of you trying to quit smoking. A research team from the University of Georgia enlisted 51 students to perform a couple tasks of self-control. Now, I'm not going to go through the study, you know, where they had to cross out letter E's, you know, from a statistics book, etc. But what they did is they had half the students rinse their mouths out with lemonade that was sweetened with sugar, others with artificial sweetened lemonade. And those that had that glucose boost had more self-control. Now, many of you that try to quit smoking, you throw a piece of gum in your mouth, sometimes it helps. Well, this idea of gargling with sugar water, and your mouth will absorb sugar right then and there. For those of you who get hypoglycemic, sometimes just putting some sugar on the lips, getting it onto the tongue or into the buccal mucosa on the side of the cheek, inner cheek, you'll already absorb some of the sugar, which is why it's extremely important to have some sort of sugar mix or something that you could give your hypoglycemic patients, because they'll absorb it in the mouth before it even goes down into the tummy. Well, they said these kids or these students showed self-control or better self-control after they dabbed this little glucose load by just gargling and spitting a lemonade drink. Now, I'm not saying go and drink lemonade when you're trying to quit smoking, but what they want to study now is if you gargle your mouth with something sugary, is that going to stop the cravings for nicotine? Of course, I'd recommend brush your teeth after doing that, but I think that's an absolute fascinating study in that you can, snow your mind. I mean, how many of us have done that where, you know, you're thinking like the tofu. You're thinking you're reaching for a piece of chicken. You put it in your mouth and it starts to taste like chicken until you realize you put tofu in your mouth and immediately it changes in taste. I think that's phenomenal how your brain could do that. But, you know, we got to get many of you to quit smoking. From what we understand, 1 in 5 of you are still quitting smoking. You may be smoking less, but you're still smoking. So maybe a swish with some sugary lemonade. Just please, for the love of the Lord, brush your teeth afterwards. All right, guys, we got more hours coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Unless if this is your stop, check out the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. You could come with us this summer. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?